everybody, and welcome back to Noodles at Noon, the show that focuses on things that are not worth focusing on. I am your host, who is adjusting to the fact that he's recording two podcasts in the span of a week again, which we haven't done in a long time. Hi, it's me, it's Ben, and we're joined, as always, from this man's basement. It's Noah.
Welcome to my basement. I hope it suits you all nicely.
Yeah, we are recording in person, I think, two times in a row, which has never happened before.
Yeah, I don't think we've ever done that. It's nice to be in person. I love all the janky setups that we get to put together.
It's so exciting. You did such a great job this week. I love the apple cinnamon candle right in the middle of it all.
Should we light the candle? We should light the candle.
That would add some great atmosphere.
But you have to introduce our guest because he has the lighter.
He does. We're joined by our...
I love fire.
that's true. We shouldn't... No, we don't. We shouldn't give
Take
him...
it away.
Don't give him fire. We're joined this week by a special guest who hails all the way from the great state, the great white north, the great state of Michigan. Do they have snow there?
Yes, it never stops.
It's Brian from the Journeys of Scientist podcast.
Hello. I really appreciate you hosting us in your basement. I do have a question. Will we ever be allowed to leave?
Maybe
don't mind me. I'm playing a fire.
He said that and then like flicked a lighter aggressively at me.
Yeah.
So.
Am I glad? Or I feel like the odd one out because Noah's holding us hostage, yet Brian's going to set us all on fire. I have no nefarious...
But don't worry, it's going to smell like apple cinnamon when we do.
Okay, I'm fine.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. If anybody does not like candle scent, maybe don't light it, but...
Brian just smell burning flesh.
Yeah, Brian has set himself on fire. Well, thank you so much for tuning in this week. Noodles Pod. You can find us anywhere podcasts are available, like noodlespodcast.com.
Noodlespodcast.com.
Or anywhere else, like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Anchor, and coming to you live this week from Noah's basement. Which we already talked about.
No scarier place.
I'd like to describe it as finished-ish.
Yeah.
Like, it has walls.
I call it shabby chic.
Shabby chic. I think that Chip and Joanna Gaines would really take great inspiration from this place.
They would cry.
Tears of joy.
Yeah.
It's not even shiplap. It's just lap.
Lap.
For anyone that has not been in my basement, and
which is hopefully all of you.
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure all of our podcast listeners have been in my basement.
Oh, no.
Solid.
Maybe not Brian Stanley's girlfriend, but...
Was Jess Erfer in here?
No, she's never been in our basement. She also doesn't listen to the podcast, so...
No.
There's that. There's some concrete walls. There's some walls that... they don't have like the texturing on them, but there are drywall walls that are up.
There's some lovely art.
Yeah.
There's a Zelda art. There's a lot of maps. We have a lot of maps here.
I will always know where I am.
Not real places.
That's the world.
That's a real place. That's the world.
What? Has anyone ever really been to Indonesia?
I haven't.
Doesn't exist.
All right. Indonesia doesn't exist. Well, Brian, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Live, in person. And you are currently living with Noah.
I know. I'm so happy to be here on the last Noodles at Noon podcast.
Ever.
Yeah.
Because we're never leaving this basement.
Yeah. Before I get arrested for kidnapping.
Well, it's great to have you.
Thank you.
On our final show.
Yeah, Brian, what horrible life circumstances happened to you to have you end up here? Living with me.
You aren't living in the basement.
No, I'm living up in the attic instead.
Yeah. He's living where I normally record my part of the podcast.
Yeah. Noah's actually sitting on top of me right now as we're recording.
if Brian sounds kind of muffled, it's he has a Noah on.
I am here for various research duties. I've been here for the last 2 weeks for my PhD work, and then the last stint was in Fort Collins, and I was like, hey, I need a place to stay. And actually, I first brought this up with you all on the Discord when I hopped on and said, like, hey, I'll be in Fairbanks. If any of you are around, and I'm like, and then Ben so graciously said, oh, yeah, while you're here, if you need some place to stay, he graciously volunteered Noah's house.
Did I actually?
Yes. Oh, so I took him up on that offer.
Yeah.
I was 100% joking. I didn't realize that because I was going to ask, like, did Noah offer a place to you? Did you ask Noah? But I totally forgot that Brian messaged me and I said you should stay with Noah. Oh, I did do that.
And it worked out. I was I've never met this guy before. But
yeah, what could possibly go wrong?
That's the funny part because I went to high school and so did Michael with Brian.
I went to high school too.
You did?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, kind
Whose basement did you do that in?
His parents.
My parents? That's true. I did it in the basement.
And so Michael and I both knew Brian. Michael knew you better because you also went to college together. And as we discovered, you didn't even come to my graduation party.
Pretty sure I did.
Or maybe you did, but you weren't invited.
That's very likely.
But it's fine. I believe you were invited. But
yeah, the guy who I knew most is the guy who's no longer on the podcast. Noah, I sort of knew you, and I didn't know Noah.
Yeah.
And who's the one you decided to stay with?
Yeah.
Oh, it wasn't a decision. It was the only opportunity.
That's true, for lack of any other options.
Yeah, so Noah being the only one who didn't know Brian previously is the one that Brian... apparently, thanks to me, was forced to live with.
That's true.
Yeah.
Go me.
It's been great.
Fostering been community for other people.
Has it, though? Has it been pleasant?
It's been wonderful.
He Ryan's did say nice it's better than sleeping outside.
That's
true. That is true. It is better than sleeping outside. It hasn't rained on me yet.
If your standards are that low... Yeah. The Metzger home is a great place to be.
I will say I burned myself here a few minutes ago.
Alive,
self-inflicted, but
well, we did set off a fire extinguisher.
That is
within
true.
An hour of
within an hour of my arrival,
what
we were
that
outside.
Up?
We were playing with the fire extinguisher. Why not?
Okay.
Yeah, there wasn't any fire to put out, but we were talking about how Brian had almost set his apartment on fire.
Oh yes,
in a cooking accident.
Do you know about my oven mitt story?
I think you sent a speak pipe about it, but
remind me.
I can't remember. You sent
I know we've talked about it. Michael has definitely talked about it because he won't let it go.
Let it go.
I don't know anything more than that.
Turn away and slam the door.
Yeah.
And then it gets turned into a disco.
But yeah, anyway, we were talking about all the things that Brian has caught on fire.
I've caught so many things on fire.
And we mentioned a fire extinguisher, and I said, like, I don't even know if we have a fire extinguisher in this house. And I think Jesse said, like, yeah, it's under the sink. And
yeah.
We found it.
Oh, yeah, that's because I was like, I can just tell my oven mitt story because for context.
Yes, please.
So I'm not very good at cooking things or handling anything in life.
Dr. Brian.
But yeah, I get a PhD in physics. I'm incapable of basic human life. But one time I was making like a barbecue wings in my apartment, and like I had taken the wings out, and I put the barbecue sauce on, I'm going to put them back in the oven for like, you know, another 5 or 10 minutes. And as it's going on, I'm like dancing around my apartment, be like, yeah, I'm a culinary god. I got this. And then after a while, there's this smell that going up, but it wasn't like a bad smell. It was like, okay, I'm like, yeah, I'm doing it. I'm killing it. And then after a while, it like got really strong. I'm like, I should go check on these. And so I opened up the oven, and there's a ball of flame about like the size of a volleyball. And I slammed the door shut, and then I just stared at the oven for a couple of minutes, like, I wonder if that was actually what I thought. What I think it was. I was in denial for a while. And then I'm like, okay, I'll double check, see if it's still there. And it was. And so I panicked. And what follows next, like, I will admit, these were not the things that you should do. But under pressure, it turns out I don't operate very well.
Don't try this at home.
So I got another oven mitt, and I grabbed it because apparently I had dropped an oven mitt inside the oven, and it got stuck on the coils, and so it apparently was very flammable. So I grabbed it with my non-fiery oven mitt, and I'm like, I'm going to throw this outside. So I ran across my carpeted living room with this ball of flame. And
I imagined the buffalo chicken wings were lit on fire.
No,
the fire was below the buffalo.
Yes, it was.
Giving them a nice...
A nice smoky texture.
Smoky, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I did eat the wings after all this, and they seemed edible.
That's what I was going to ask.
Yeah. So I'm carrying this volleyball-sized flame, and I ran across my carpeted living room, and I got all the way to my deck, because I'm on, like, the second floor. And it wasn't until I got to the deck where I'm like, this is wooden. Maybe I shouldn't throw this here.
I shouldn't throw fire at this wood.
So instead, I ran back across my living room.
Into the kitchen.
Uh-huh. Part of it is falling, like, apart now at this point. So part of it, of the element, fell into my trash can. So now my trash can's on fire. And I'm holding this other ball of fire in my hands. So I take the one in my hands, and I throw it in the sink, and I turn the faucet on. So I got that out. I'm like, great. But my trash can's on fire. So
the situation is a literal dumpster fire.
It is. Yes. It is. So I'm like, okay, I need to put that out. And for some reason, I couldn't think of, like, let's get a cup or something and pour water in here. Instead, I cupped my hands under the faucet, and then I'm running across the kitchen. And then by the time, you know, it's dripping on my hands, so I'm just flicking drops of water at the fire into my trash can. And eventually, I got that to go out. And then
you think.
Yeah, I think. Well, eventually, I still have my apartment.
There's just a small fire.
It's small
constantly
fire,
burning.
Constantly burning. No, that's just grad school. So yeah, so I got out, and then I posted about it, and I wrote, you know, my silly little story out in the world to get those likes. And then, like, first comment, like, pretty quickly, someone's like, you should invest in a fire extinguisher, to which I immediately thought, there's one underneath my sink. Never even crossed my mind.
My first thought would be to turn the oven off.
I did do that.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
After that, same thing you would have done.
Just leave it.
And it was okay that I lost that one, because that oven mitt already had burn marks from the time that I accidentally set spaghetti on fire.
Well,
that's not easy to do.
Burned my house down when I lived where I lived in college, making rice.
I burned rice before, and it destroyed one of my pots for a while.
I didn't burn the rice. In fact, I didn't even cook the rice.
Mm.
What I did was turn on the stove, get a pot of water and rice, put it on the stove, also put the box that the rice came in on the stove, put the rice on the burner that wasn't on, and the box of rice on the burner that was on, and then the box of rice caught on fire.
Did it pop like popcorn?
No, but does rice pop like popcorn?
I have no idea.
Because I feel like
not.
I would like that better than popcorn.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Because you could get
how else do you get rice pops?
Oh, that's all it is.
Why do people not put soy sauce on rice cakes?
I don't know.
Because you think like rice and soy sauce.
Let's do it. It probably makes it soggy.
I have some Korean rice cakes, I think. I actually, reminds me, I totally forgot to do this, but I have a box of some Korean snack foods, and I meant to bring it down here. Maybe I should do that.
Let's do that. Let's eat on the podcast. Something. People love that.
Yeah.
So good.
We could just be crunching in the microphone.
Well, for the now defunct Try It Tuesday that happened on our Instagram, soy sauce and rice cakes.
Let's do it.
Somebody try that. Well, Brian.
So that is why we played with the fire extinguisher.
Oh, yeah. So we were talking about it. And then we found this fire extinguisher
under the sink.
Yeah.
Does everyone have a fire extinguisher under their sink?
I think you're
you should.
To.
Yeah.
I feel like you should keep it somewhere closer to the fire things, because the only.
Some may argue that the sink, the crux of the kitchen, is close enough.
Well,
that's true.
That's very true. But I was thinking, like, what sort of home disaster happens under a sink, and it's a leak, which is a fire extinguisher.
But see, if everybody keeps it under the sink, then you always know whatever home you're in.
It's a good point.
Go look under the sink.
Does every home come with a fire extinguisher under the sink?
Ours did.
Because
we didn't buy it.
Every home comes with the Better Homes and Garden Cookbook.
That red and white.
Yep.
Like
plaid,
checkered.
Yep.
Plaid
every
one.
Home has one of those, and no one's ever bought one.
Where do they come from? Weddings?
Where do they go?
I don't know.
Weddings, maybe.
But. So the thing with our fire extinguisher is it was there when we moved in. So we pulled it out, and I think we found a manufacturing date.
It's unclear to me, but
it
we found a year of like 2002 or something like that.
So we were like, we should take this out. I'm sure it won't work. Like, it's probably going to be all nasty. And so we took it outside, and it worked beautifully.
It worked beautifully.
And now I'm out like
and now
40
you,
now, bucks
no,
because
it doesn't
fire
have
extinguishers
a fire
are expensive.
Wait, did you buy one?
Not yet, but I looked it up.
Oh, okay.
And
I apologize.
Yeah, they're like
I'll
40
reimburse
bucks.
You.
No, that was totally my decision. So So that was a, if you ever want a quick way to spend $40, get a fire extinguisher and just set it off.
Because we never even like sprayed it for all that long. It was just like, I don't know, a couple seconds. And
Yeah. It goes pretty quick. You posted a video on the Discord.
We did. And it'll be on our website at noodlespodcast.com.
Noodlespodcast.com.
What did you say?
What?
Brian?
What?
Podcast.
Words are hard.
That's okay. I've fumbled a few already so far. Well, that amazing story didn't happen. Well, I guess the fire extinguisher one did happen this past week. But do you have any... Because you've been doing lots of fun stuff this past week.
Yes.
Visiting your old stomping grounds and physics.
Yeah. I visited Boulder last week for researchy things, and I was like, I'm in the wrong territory because I was a CSU Ram, but I survived.
Let's go Bears.
Yeah.
Did you wear Rams merchandise?
So I had a CSU hat that I wore a few times, and for a while, like, oh, no one else called me out. And then the last day I was there, I was eating a sandwich, and I was like minding my own business, and this guy walks up to me. He's like, can I buy you a new hat? And of course, like, I'm very slow too, so I was like, what's happening? What are you talking about?
Sorry, my hat.
He was like, my hat. I'm like, oh, I get it now.
Oh,
I understand the joke. Ha ha.
You should have said yes. And then let him take you to buy a new hat and then burn it.
Serious.
Yeah, serious.
Right in front of him.
Yeah, like I did my thumb.
Because Brian knows how to burn things real
very
well.
Very good at burning things. Oh, the candle's not lit.
Yeah, we didn't even light the candle.
Want me to try again?
Yes.
Yeah, let's try again.
Do you want me to do it? Or do you want...
No, I want to try again.
Take two. Brian has grasped the candle.
Well, it's like...
He has...
Yeah, do it sideways. Hold
it. But my fist is bigger than the hole in here.
Turn the candle upside down.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
Just turn the candle upside down. He has lit the flame.
Flit. Oh, I just made it smoky in here.
There is an
emergency room. I love fire, but I'm not great with it.
There is an emergency room within walking distance, so.
That's true. If you burn yourself, we will make you walk.
Fantastic. Oh, the emergency room that will charge you thousands of dollars because it's out of everyone's network.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
One of the sketchy ER rooms.
Yeah.
This is where we talk about healthcare in America in our political section of the podcast.
Yeah. Healthcare in America. It's not good.
It's not the best.
It's not good.
And then I was around CSU last week. I did a big science event for this program that I used to be a part of years ago. Did science with like over 5,000 people.
Whoa, wow.
It was very exciting.
What sort of science do you do with 5,000 people? Was it all at one time?
Yeah.
Were there loaves and fishes?
They did, you know, the parachute thing you do in PE? They had like a 5,000 person parachute that everybody
that would
lifts
be
up
so
and
cool.
Under.
We've, you're joking, but like in the past, like we have done things like that, and you can lift like first graders, like up in the air with those things, like super easily.
I thought you were about to say like a car.
We lifted a car up with balloons once.
Are you serious? Cool. Like with helium balloons?
No, actually, we just like. Place the car. No, actually, I made it sound cooler than it was. But no, it was like you essentially had like a whole bunch of balloons laying just on the ground, and we were able to get a car to rest on top of them without popping the balloons.
So that's cool.
Yeah.
That is cool.
Yeah. You can do a very similar thing with eggs if you're careful.
Oh, because of like surface area.
More like, the whole pressure thing.
Yeah.
It's like walking across the lake.
That's why you can frozen. Like lay down on a
thing of nails
and not die.
Yeah. So have you ever seen the thing where they do the nail thing and then like you do it in like a almost like your ice cream sandwich and then they have someone they put like a cinder block on top of that and then they smash it with a sledgehammer. That's like very common demo that I'm too scared to do.
Oh.
Even though I know it's probably fine.
So when I was but a child, the Mythbusters went on tour.
Mm-hmm.
And they came to Fairbanks, Alaska and did a show, and that was one of the things they did. They had and another thing that they did was they had like one of those arcade where you like hit it with a hammer and like the ball goes up, and they got like a super jacked dude to swing a tiny little hammer,
mm-hmm.
and then got a kid with a giant sledgehammer to kind of illustrate that same point of force.
And then they had him fight each other.
Yeah. I love how I'm explaining this to a guy who's literally getting his PhD in physics.
No, I appreciate it. Tell me more. Next, I'll teach you about journalism.
Oh, thank you. I could teach you nothing about journalism.
Oh no,
my microphone fell on me.
Oh
sorry.
No.
Wait a,
What an unprofessional
podcast.
Who's the professional journalist here? Not me. There we go.
Yeah.
My microphone's having problems. It's cool. Cool. Well, it's good to have you, Brian. Thank you for being here.
I'm glad to be of have.
Yes. So Monday of this week, I think I may have mentioned this, but Mondays are kind of my freelancing work days. And I did have some freelance work lined up, but they needed some more time to put stuff together. So they're like, hey, we'll just pick up on Wednesday, which is my other freelancing day during the week. And so I got on a call with Noah because we do this thing called office hours because we both work from home on Mondays.
It's awesome.
And it's a great time. And I was talking to him and I was like, I just don't really know what to do today because the one thing I had to work on kind of got moved to another day. And he was like, you should go on an adventure. And I was like, maybe I will. So I did.
Oh.
And I didn't tell you about this because I said I'm going to bring it up on the podcast.
Because we can't talk to each other.
Because we can't talk to each other. Outside of the podcast.
Meanwhile, I told Noah all my stories.
Yeah, I heard all this before.
That's true. But I decided, and this has been something else, like, because when I graduated into the pandemic, which you didn't really have a choice to go anywhere and do anything because pandemic. And as we're kind of coming out of that phase of life, also like figuring out work stuff, different whatnots, you can actually go places now. I've been trying to find what hobbies I actually enjoy doing and what things I don't enjoy doing because I don't really know because I haven't had a chance to go find out stuff for myself. So I was like, I'm going to go on a hike, not because I've never been on a hike before, but I want to like intentionally hike, not just because someone said, let's go on a hike. Like, I'm going to choose to go on a hike. I'm going to go up a mountain. I'm going to read a book because that feels like something a hiker would do. Brian, do you hike?
No. I've been on several hikes. I don't remember the book part.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I went by myself.
I thought the thing was like you had to bring your piece of cardboard that you wrote on a Sharpie.
Okay, but mine would have been.
Here's my beer next to it.
I could have done that, but mine would have been like Round Mountain, 5,800 feet, which is just 600 feet higher than we are now. So it wouldn't have been that impressive, but it was a little hike. But so I got my backpack, brought some books, brought a water bottle, hiked up to the top of this thing, and there's like a nice little hut. So I'm like, oh, I'm going to bring some books, do some reading, have a great time. I did that. It was a good time. I enjoyed it. Thank you for the advice to go on an adventure.
Yeah.
And as I was sitting up there, I kind of looked out in this hut that's up there, has a nice little scenic view. And I was like, man, those clouds look really cool, like coming over the mountains, all that stuff.
Uh-oh.
So I stopped and I took a picture, and like it was like wispy, foggy cloud sort of deal. Because like I did meteorology in college, I know if it's a cloud I should be afraid of or a cloud I shouldn't. These were okay clouds, and happy little clouds. And I started my way back, and I saw another like view. I was like, oh, I'll send you the picture, and it's a really nice picture. You can kind of see like the misty sort of cloud looking deal in the mountain and whatnot. And I took the picture looked at my phone, and then it started snowing like that second. And I was basically wearing what I'm wearing now, which if you're listening at home and not in the basement with us. Tank top and shorts. No, I'm wearing jeans and a short sleeve button down, which is pretty much what I was wearing. So I was like, well, I guess I'm going to. And it wasn't even like a nice day. Where we live, like it was cold there too. I don't know why this is what I decided to wear as I went up into higher elevation where there was clouds and stuff. So yeah, I got to hike back down the hill while it was snowing / raining. And so thank you for forcing me to go on an adventure and get rained on.
You just have to trek a little bit. It builds character.
It builds character. And then I went to the cherry store and bought a cherry pie and ate it.
Like a personal cherry pie, or you ate like a family-sized cherry pie?
No, they call them pie pockets, and it's basically a Pop-Tart, but with actual good ingredients.
Mm. That sounds pretty good.
It was very good. That was the best part. Forget the hike and the reading.
Just the cherry.
I just needed to go to the cherry store.
Yeah, I have to say I admire that, because I've done that before where I'll go on a hike, but I always bring my Nintendo Switch instead of a book.
Another so, natural hiking
really? Another
activity.
Hike. Yeah, I've done that before where I haven't done it in a few years, but I used to do that where, like, after work, I would go up to, like, Grey Rock is a nice spot up the Poudre Canyon for those Colorado people that listen to the show. And there's, like, I would go sit kind of by the river and I would just pull out my Switch, crank the brightness all the way up, and I could kind of see what was going on. And I'd like play Zelda and have him climb the mountains while I just sat there next to a mountain.
Exactly.
And it was awesome. It was great.
Just like Lewis and Clark.
Yeah.
just like they would have wanted. Yeah. So that was the only interesting thing that happened to me this week, which I went on a hike.
I mean, that's great.
It was a good time.
We have to go on more hikes because there are definitely afternoons where I'm like, I don't know what to do.
I think this is something I predominantly do by myself.
No, you so should. Thank you.
Yeah, you're famously supposed to hike by yourself.
Yeah. I did think that when I got to, this is funny. There was a sign up on the hike about advice of what to do if you come across a bear. And I think.
Stop, drop, and roll.
No, that's fire.
Give him a hug.
I think the advice for what to do if you encounter a bear also applies to what to do if you like encounter me. Like, this is how you should treat me. You encounter a bear or a Ben. Back away slowly while facing the bear / Ben. Speak softly to the bear / Ben and try not to show fear. This is my favorite one. Fight back if the bear attacks you. Use rocks, sticks, binoculars, or any other object that may be available. The naturally occurring binoculars up in the Rocky Mountains. Yeah. Next to the rocks and sticks. Those rocks, sticks, binoculars. Yeah. There's piles of all of them on those hiking trails.
That's what happened in The Revenant, I'm pretty sure. Leonardo DiCaprio fought off that bear with binoculars.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is, like, those are the three things it lists.
Yeah.
Rocks, sticks, and binoculars.
Makes sense.
That sounds like a band name.
Not your fists.
No.
You're going to throw some fists?
I did think that while I was hiking up the mountain. I was like, I see a bear. I'm going to pull up my phone, hit record, stick it in my pocket so it records, and then I'm going to punch a bear.
So on.
And then the YouTube views will hopefully cover the medical bills.
Or the funeral costs.
Or the funeral.
No. I'd describe Ben as a bear.
As a, ooh, let's go Bears.
Yeah, I wish I'd learned that lesson. I wish I'd backed away slowly, but now it's too late.
Yep.
He knows where my basement is.
Exactly. It's below your house.
And he can never leave it.
It's his new den.
Oh, bear den. I get it.
See what I
That's
did there?
That's a good one.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, speaking of basements, we do have a speak pipe this week that is coincidentally.
I'm excited to hear this one.
About our basement.
The only hint that Noah gave me is that it's exactly a minute and 30 seconds long.
Could be anyone.
And there's only one person I know who leaves speak pipe messages who are a minute and 30 seconds long.
Can't wait to hear who this speak piper is.
I guess I'll just play this loudly. I forgot you guys don't have headphones. I only have one headphone port, and I'm just
That's
making
good.
Sure
I feel
that
like I know what happens on it, if I had to guess.
You have no idea what's about to happen.
What's that? Yeah, no, I'll carry out your trash, Noah, thank you. Oh, hi. Didn't see you there, or should I say, didn't hear you there. When I heard that my favorite guest, Brian Stanley, was going to be in person live at the Noodles at Noon podcast, it just made my heart go pitter-patter. And so I just wanted to, I don't remember where I was going with this bit. That's because since I've arrived at Noah and Jesse's house, I have just been locked in a basement. I guess, like, what else did you expect to happen when you decide to join, the house of strangers on the internet? Like, of course I got locked in the basement. There's all sorts of weird stuff in there. There's a chandelier that doesn't connect to anything. If that doesn't scream serial killer, I don't know what does. I mean, they have a little dog that just essentially just, it keeps me in line. Let's just say that. And so, yeah, as you heard earlier, I'm doing all these chores. I am essentially being held captive. I don't know if I will ever see the light of day again. Please, if you're listening to this now, send help. And if you hear Brian on the podcast saying, oh, no, everything's fine, he's lying. Do not listen to the current Brian. He is just trying to protect himself. Please send help now. Please, please.
So Brian, how are you enjoying your stay here?
I love it here.
Oh, I did forget to mention the chandelier that doesn't connect to anything.
Yeah, the sad part is everything he said in that is true. We have a dog that has not been very neighborly to our good friend Brian. We do have a creepy chandelier in our serial killer corner of the basement.
Yep.
I did make him take out the trash. Ooh. No, that part's not true.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
Or is it?
No. When he says that, he really just means seeing myself out.
Aww.
Brian, take out the trash.
Take out the trash. Get out of here, Brian.
Who do you think your dog hates more, me or Ben?
I don't want to say because I think it's you.
We both.
I can at least sit and pet the dog.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Yeah, she, I don't know. I just, because Brian
I rub her the wrong way, and I don't even touch her.
Yeah, we, the best thing about Brian being here is he's really, like, lit the fire under us to get those obedience, those training classes for Mochi. So next time Brian comes to visit, which, let's be real, that's never going to happen. But if Brian were to hypothetically come back, she would be a much better behaved dog, and Brian would have a much better experience.
It would be like a completely different dog.
Yeah.
Because
it will be a different
dog. Well, Jesse was telling me about one of her students sent her dog down for a 6-month training camp in Mexico.
What?
That they have like different levels at this camp that you send your dog, and it's 6 months. Like, that's a long time. I don't know. I think there's shorter programs, but they will like train your dog to be a guard dog, and like,
oh,
they'll do like basic obedience and basic, I don't know, good socialization, and then they'll like teach it to be like a legit guard dog. And it's a 6-month, like, I'm picturing like a boot camp kind of thing for dogs.
Like, but if you teach your dog for 6 months to be a guard dog in a different country, you don't see your dog for 6 months. And then you come home and you open the door and the dog doesn't know who you are because it hasn't seen you in 6 months. It'll then attack you.
That's what I thought.
That's a good point.
Don't send Mochi.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe not. She'd learn to hate us.
Yeah.
Because right now you don't have a guard dog, but you have an attack dog.
Yeah, that's true.
It doesn't attack. It.
It's all bluster.
It dive bombs.
Mochi will run up and push me, which is kind of funny. Like, she'll bark, she'll run up, and then she'll literally jump and put like one paw on my leg and like push me.
She's very like back and forth with Ben. Like, she'll come jump up in your lap, like pet me.
Yeah, if I'm sitting down, she'll come jump in my lap and I can pet her. If I stand up, no.
There's times where I'm like, I'm upstairs, I'm not even with you all, I'm just like on my bed, and then all of a sudden, boom, comes charging in. I'm like, I didn't even do anything.
Yeah, she like broke into your room just
a couple times.
I think what we need to do is we need to lock Mochi and Brian in the room together. Whichever one emerges is the one that can stay.
Only one is allowed to leave.
Exactly.
I'm rooting for Brian. I'm sorry. I like a good underdog.
Because Mochi has the upper hand.
Yeah.
How much does Mochi weigh? Like 10 pounds?
16 pounds?
Yeah.
It's a strong 16 pounds.
It's 16 pounds of hatred.
Yeah, it's the heart of 160 pounds.
I like how you've like removed her pronouns from play, her gendered pronouns. It's just it. Like, it has a lot of weight.
Okay. After all this, can I just say, I love Mochi. I think Mochi is a very kind dog when she wants to be.
When no one else is around, this is the thing people like can't see. Is she like never barks when it's just the two of us, and she's like a little angel, and she's like the snuggliest dog. But as soon as any other factor comes into play, it just, yeah.
I don't buy it. I can hear her yelling at me when I'm walking up to the building.
Okay, well, if she sees someone outside, yeah, there's not allowed to be people outside either. Like,
yeah,
if Jesse and I lived in a little vacuum where no one else existed, Mochi would be happy.
You can make that happen.
You can put little like horse blinders on it. Her.
Ooh. That's a good on it. It's okay. I don't take offense.
Mochi, no. So that's my problem, is I just like all dogs.
You do love dogs.
It doesn't matter what they do to me. I'm just like, oh, you used to be a dog. Who's a good Mochi?
That's how they get you.
Yeah.
You forget. We forget so quickly. Their iniquities.
Yeah.
When they do something cute.
I don't even like keep track of them. Like, it's never, I don't even perceive their iniquities. Just like, oh yeah, good dog.
Aw, look how cute it is when it mauls that neighbor over there.
Yeah. It's adorable. I once had a giant Rottweiler at a friend's house come, like, they gave it a giant, like, meaty bone. And it became very protective of this giant meaty bone. And this giant, like, 100-some-odd-pound Rottweiler jumped up in my lap and just stared at me and growled at me because it was afraid I was going to take its bone. And I was just like, cute. Like, you could totally kill me right now, but I don't care. You're cute.
I wish I saw life the way you did, Ben.
That only applies to dogs.
Oh, okay.
Everything else. Very pessimistic.
What about cats?
I hate cats.
Oh, I love cats. Oh, but like, I get that way with cats.
You're
yeah.
deathly allergic to cats. Cats kill you.
That might be a little extreme. But yeah, that's how I feel about cats. Like, cats can do no wrong. If they're doing something bad, I'm like all over it. With dogs, I don't know. I don't have that same
I feel like
love.
There is a limited amount of things cats can do wrong because they're expected so little of. I was thinking this the other day because I saw a cat just wandering around a neighborhood and I was like, cool, guess we have a new neighborhood cat. I was like, if anyone sees a dog wandering around a neighborhood, they're like, oh no, we have to find the home of the dog and call it and get it help and all this stuff. And then you see a cat, you're like, sweet.
Yeah, it's probably supposed to be there. I don't know.
That's probably where the cat's supposed to be.
That's so true. Yeah, we have tons of cats in this neighborhood that just roam around. And I don't know where they go. Or Jesse has it all mapped out, like which cat, like, oh, this torty cat that usually hangs out in this sector of the complex.
Did Jesse ever read the Warriors books?
Probably.
Yeah.
We can ask her.
Jesse!
Well, speaking of Florida.
Hey, good transition!
They have cats in Florida, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, the Jaguars. The Jacksonville Jaguars football team.
That's true. That's a cat.
That is a cat.
Yeah.
Transition.
So
Miami Dolphins, that's like a water cat.
That's
yeah.
what I was going to say.
Dolphins are the cats of the water.
Yeah. They make the same noises.
What cats have you been around?
Yeah,
no,
I think
the dolphin.
I see why you don't like cats, is if those are the noises they're making. What kind of cats are you around?
Oh, before we get into the game, do we have a speak pipe question for the week?
Oh, speak pipe.
Which is kind of weird because, I mean, just Brian's going to answer it. But
yeah,
no, we had,
give me a question.
We had,
I'll answer
yeah,
it right now.
Last week.
We can expedite the whole process if we just ask Brian.
And if you notice, most of the time I ignore the question anyway.
And you
just tell your own story.
Minute and a half. It's just something.
I think what I really like about the minute and a half ones, too, is that you can really tell around 40 seconds of like when I run out of steam.
There was one
but
a
you
couple
have to
weeks
keep it going.
Ago where you did like, at the very end, you were like, really, 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 like you said really like 10 times.
Just pad that time out. He's actually got beef with SpeakPipe. He's trying to use up as much of their server space as possible.
He actually has SpeakPipe open in 18 tabs all recording at the same time.
He does this for a ton of podcasts.
He has like microphones all around him. He's recording in stereo. Yeah. Well, you could come up with the SpeakPipe question of the week.
That's a lot of pressure. Where's the most interesting place your shoes have been?
My current shoes?
Yes.
Oh, dang it. Because I have a good one for former shoes.
Well, I don't care about that one.
But it's good.
Probably the moon.
What?
I mean, I did one of those like...
I did think they were out of this world.
Those Blue Origin things. I went like to the moon with Jeff. He's a friend of mine. He runs Amazon.
Good old Jeffrey Bezos.
Good old Jeffrey.
Jeffrey Bezos.
He was wearing a cowboy hat. It was really weird. I don't know what that was about.
Yeah.
So keeps calling him the space cowboy.
Yeah. He actually demanded that we all call him the space cowboy. We weren't allowed to call him anything else.
So Noah's shoes are pathological liars. You didn't go to space. Just your shoes.
Just my shoes. Yeah. Just my
but
shoes.
But to the moon.
To the moon, yeah. True. I only made it to space, and then I threw my shoes out, and I made Jeff go get them when they landed on the moon.
Oh, so you didn't
go
even
get
walk.
Him, space cowboy.
Yeah.
You didn't even do a moonwalk.
No, it's overdone at this point. It was too cliche. I didn't want to, you know, step on Michael Jackson's thing. That's kind of his thing, so. And Neil Armstrong, so.
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Neil deGrasse
my
Tyson.
My favorite astronaut.
No, he's an astrologist.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. my shoes have been to the beach in California, my current shoes. They've been to Disney. They've been to Galaxy's Edge. Oh, wait. My shoes have been to Galaxy's Edge.
The closest our shoes will get to space.
Yep.
My shoes have been on my Samsung Galaxy.
Did it
I
break?
I put my shoes on my Samsung Galaxy. Where? Oh, my shoes are upstairs. Dang it. And I'm locked in the basement.
Is that where your galaxy has a big crack down the middle of it? Nice shoe.
Exactly.
Yeah. So if you want to leave a speak pipe answering the question, where is the most interesting place your shoes have been, you can go to noodlespodcast.com.
We all said it.
That was weird. And click on the big orange button that says leave a speak pipe, and you can leave a speak pipe. Is it orange? I feel like I say it's orange every time.
Well, you have to contact us first, which is a white text on a blue background. And then there's an orange button that I have no idea what it says. Brian would know better than us.
I think it says, like, record speak pipe or something.
Yeah, Brian, how do you get to the speak pipe?
I feel like at this point we should just add Brian to the bios page. Like, he's a recurring character.
That's why I've been trying to force Brian myself into.
I can write one up.
Yeah.
I did just write those one day while at work.
Yeah. One of the bios says that Noah is very hospital and you can stay at his house.
Yeah, I did.
And here I am.
You said that. I don't remember that, but apparently that's what you wrote on my bio, Ben.
It's at the very end. I said that you were circumcised.
Yeah, you said something about my circumcision. I remember that.
Is any of it wrong?
I don't know. Am I circumcised? I don't.
Let's find out.
Check that. Allow me to introduce this guy. I'm not going to read this whole thing, but he and his wife, Jessie, are two of the most hospitable people on Earth. So if you ever want to stay in their guest room, just let them know.
Yeah.
Hey, we had somebody do
that.
That's
exactly what I did. And it is hospitable. I said hospital earlier.
Hospital.
They're very hospital.
We actually run a hospital out of our basement. That was back to the medical care thing earlier.
Right.
We run like an underground medical thing. We only charge like $1,000 instead of thousands.
You can get any medical procedure, but it's $1,000.
Yeah.
Anything.
That's why I have three kidneys now.
Yeah, you get
added.
Extra.
Yeah, I got more added.
We're big on preventative health. Yeah. Like in case one of the kidneys goes out, it's good to just throw a third one in there. It's like an upcharge.
Yeah.
So he got that when he got like the hair implants. So
I do have a story, and it might have to be cut out. But
like my kidney.
It's a good story. Kidney.
But I got a phone call today from the guy who runs the Mill City young adult group at my church. And he was like, hey, Ben, because we're going to a Rockies game tomorrow. He's like, hey, Ben, I'm not going to be able to go to the Rockies game tomorrow. Could you help organize all the carpooling stuff? Because there's like more than 20 people going. And I was like, yeah, sure. He's like, yeah, I have appendicitis, so I'm going to go into surgery here in an hour. So, yeah, I'll let you know how it goes. So,
oh, okay.
Thanks, Jared. So when I said, how are you, and you said, all right, you were lying?
There was one time, sorry to add on to, I know we're probably running short on time. There was...
You don't have that much tape.
Yeah.
We're running out of tape.
Good old scotch tape. I was...
The sound just sticks to it.
Yeah.
The waves.
My first year of undergrad, there was... Oh, no, that was a different story.
different thing you said.
A couple of weeks before that, there's this guy in my hall who's like super into Halloween. So the entire month of October, like he was like, let's watch a Halloween movie every time. And then there's one time I was just in my room watching like Survivor or something like that, and he walks in and he has like gauze on him, and he's like, hey man, have you seen my roommate? I was like, oh yeah, I just saw him leave. I can call him if you want. And I was like, oh sure, thanks man. He was like super chill, super mellow guy. And as I'm, like, calling his roommate, I'm like, oh, is this, like, some sort of, like, Halloween costume? So I was like, no, man, I broke my collarbone. I think I need to go to the hospital. I'm like, oh, I mean, I can just, like, drive you now. He's like, oh, really, man? So sweet, thanks.
You would have felt so bad if you'd, like, made the call.
Yeah.
Like, 20 minutes later, the roommate shows up and then goes to the hospital and you, like, didn't even offer.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because then, like, 2 or 3 weeks later, he went with us. There was, like, 8 of us who went on this night hike. This was in like November at this
point. Wait, night hike, is that something else I need to add to my hobbies list?
Yeah, it's yes. Like it's like hiking.
Do I need to bring a book light?
Yes, exactly.
A book light.
A little clip.
So there's like 8 of us. We decided to go hike up Horsetooth Lake or up to Horsetooth Rock.
Uh-huh.
So
at
night? At night in November.
Why?
I've done that.
Yeah,
it's not scary.
You have?
Yeah.
At night?
Yeah.
In November?
Not in November. Well, yeah, actually. I have.
Great. I wonder
maybe
if
we were there at the same time.
Hold up. We'll find out with that. This story.
I feel there's going to be a real defining moment of the night that everyone will know about.
There is. Hold. Let me see if I can pull up the news article.
Oh. No.
So we left at like 10 at night or whatever, and we hike up for like a couple hours. So we get up to the top of... so we hike out for like 2 hours, and then it's dark and we can't see anything, and we're like, oh, I think this is, you know, the rock. And there's like debate among our group if, you know, if that actually was the rock, because like we climbed up this rock. It's not like, oh, we hiked up to like there's the last little bit.
Climbing, you have to scale it. Yeah,
we had to scale it. So we made it on top of this rock, and we can overlook the city and everything. And we're like, oh, this is beautiful. This is so nice. Blah blah blah. And then we're like, okay, let's head back. One guy in our group, he just jumped a little bit, like not even that much, like maybe like a foot and a half. Like it was a very minor thing, but he landed just right that he broke his leg, and you could like feel like the bone like can't get out. And so now we're stuck on top of this rock,
and we're like the broken leg,
and we're like, we don't know how to get him down. And so we called the 911, and they had to send up like a team of like 20 responders because they're like, we don't know how bad is this. So they had to go hike up the 2 hours to get to us.
Oh my god!
And then we're on top of this rock. And then by the time they get up here, and we're like, we don't know how we're going to get them down.
And so everybody like, thought somebody else knew how.
Yeah, so
we thought you guys had been thinking about this.
So
you're the one who's had 4 hours thinking about how you're going to get them off the mountain.
So we're sitting on top of this rock for a while, and then they're like, okay, so they did like a high angle rescue. So essentially, they put them in a basket and then roped them down the trees down there. And so then they had to hike, however many hours back down. Uh-huh. And we got that. So, yeah. So, we didn't get back to like 5 or 6 in the morning. Because we had to go hike down. And it's November. And it was like, it was fine when we were hiking because we were moving. But those last few hours, we're just sitting on top of this rock. And it's like below freezing. And so, yeah. So, got to the hospital and all that. But then like a day or two later, and I have the newspaper clipping. This story made the Colorado in. And I have a picture I can show you later of like, the newspaper article. I actually have it like clipped in my room, and it's like super passive aggressive too.
Well, yeah, it's like, well, 7 idiots climbed up Horse Tooth Rock
exactly
at 10 p.m.
Literally, like one of the last sentences is, and it's still unclear why they were off the trail in the first place.
Those are sketchy. They got this loss on a very straightforward.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, because this did this happen like while you were on the rock or after you had gotten off of it?
No, we were still on top of it. We were like, oh, let's get down because we're going to go back.
So yeah, there's no trail up there, but no. That's how everyone gets up there.
Yeah,
it's not like you were off the you were, but it's
we were.
That's just how you get to the top.
That's how
of
we
rock.
Got to. Yeah,
there's no it's trail.
Not, we weren't that far off, but yeah. The entire time we thought we were going to be in trouble, but also the paramedics who the first ones who showed up were like, yeah, no, this is a beautiful night. Like, if I wasn't working right now, I'd totally be up here.
I was thinking that they probably felt pretty glad that they got to get out of the out of the hospital and go on a nice little night hike. I mean,
it was so fun. Like, we were all like honor students too, so we were just like, we're sorry, we're honor students. And
not
it was
like a frat.
It was like so
getting drunk at the top.
I look up like the
That's
article online, and you could see like people's comments, and everyone who like commented on it was like, oh, I bet there was a lot of like, whatever substances involved. They were like, no, there weren't any. There were no.
It's like the smartest people at the college decided to go on.
We're really smart, but we're really dumb.
They're really smart in their field.
Yeah.
But not in a field.
Yes.
I've done that hike before. I did it during the day.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes like 2 hours to get to the top. But we got down in about 30 minutes because we got up to the top and got to the top of the rock, looked west. And again, I was briefly a meteorology minor in college. I looked out and I was like, y'all, those clouds are the bad clouds. Like, I can tell when they're the clouds you want to be afraid of and the clouds you don't want to be afraid of. Those are the bad clouds. And they're like, oh, it's fine. And then 15 minutes later, there's like thunder and we can see all the like torrential rain coming. And I'm just like, told ya. It was the bad clouds. So we quite literally went further off the trail than y'all did. And just were like, what's a straight line to wherever our car is parked? Because that's the way we're going to go.
It's probably off a cliff, isn't it?
More or less. There were moments where it was very steep. But we got down in like 30 minutes, and it was pouring. And then we went to Johnny Carino's.
So it all worked out.
It all worked out because we got Johnny Carino's. And the guy who was the manager at the Johnny Carino's was a cosplayer.
Johnny Carino?
Yeah, Johnny Carino. He's a cosplayer.
Oh, big Johnny.
Yeah, he showed us all of the stuff he makes for Comic-Con.
Johnny C.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Wow. Man of diverse interests.
Speaking Italian of Florida.
Food. Speaking of Florida.
Yeah, sorry to derail you for 15 minutes.
No, that was the best story of the podcast. Yeah. Well, it's been a hot minute since we've played some Florida Man. So I have prepared 5 questions this week. Brian just texted me. Oh, he texted us the picture. Midnight Horse Tooth Hike prompts lengthy rescue. Even that's passive aggressive.
Yeah.
Like, this is an arduous journey.
Let's talk about how these people They're wasted your taxpayer dollars.
Everyone.
But Florida Man, for those of you who have never played Florida Man before, I'm going to read a real headline from a Florida newspaper or news website or whatever they're calling them these days. and I'm going to leave out a word. And you have to tell me what that word is. So you both will get a chance to answer.
I am the creator of this game.
Ben is a creator of this game.
I will tear you to shreds. I basically mochi.
He is, yeah, it's getting real intimidating in Noah's basement.
Yeah. I don't know, I'm scared of more you or the dog.
That's not forever going to be like a intimidation thing. That reminded me of Mochi. I was like, what are you talking about? Oh, you have no idea.
I met this dog. Brian, as our guest, I'm going to allow you to answer first for this first question.
Pumped.
Nice.
I'm not going to make eye contact with Ben right now. Just going to stare you
it's
down.
Too scary. Just stare me down. Look right at me. Keep your eyes only on me.
Yeah, I'm going to see if I can see the answer on your glasses.
I'm holding a bread pillow. Brian, look at my bread pillow.
All right, let's resort to violence. Cool. 74-year-old Florida man shoots another man in ankle, beats him with golf club. For doing this on Delray Beach Golf Course. So what was this man doing on the golf course that prompted a 74-year-old man to shoot him in the ankle and beat him with a golf club?
Okay, so it's a 74-year-old man. He's on a golf course. He's got weak ankles because they didn't survive that bullet.
Well, the man that got shot in the ankle, he's not 74. The man that shot the man was 74.
Oh, okay. So obviously it's like, you darn kids, get off my lawn.
Right, yeah.
Okay. I think that was it. I think he was on his lawn. He wasn't supposed to be there. He was trespassing.
Trespassing on the Delray Beach golf course.
Yes.
The public golf course.
Yes. It was after hours.
It was private. It was like booked for a company party. He wasn't supposed to be there.
Right.
Ben.
I'm going to, because I've been, I like golf, and I've been watching recently a lot of golf videos on YouTube because I just stray from topic to topic, like, and on any given month, I'll just go on a crazy binge of different YouTube videos, and this time it's been golf. I'm going to think that the other man was serving as like a golf caddy for the 74-year-old and told him to use one club, and it turned out to be the wrong club. And then the other golfer shot him and beat him with the correct club then.
This is the club I should have used.
I should have used a 7. You told me to use a 5.
All
and
right.
Then he beat him with the 5-iron.
It was a 5-iron frenzy.
Yeah.
Way to drive that one home.
Hey. Oh. That's actually a baseball reference.
Sports. You hit a white ball with a stick. I'm sorry.
We'll just see how many golf puns we can wedge in here.
Hey!
So Vince or Brian says trespassing
down here in your bunker.
In my bunker.
We really teed that one up for you.
This is great. Okay, so Brian says trespassing. Ben says suggesting the wrong club while caddying for him. The correct answer. 74-year-old Florida man shoots man in ankle, beats him with golf club for walking his dog on Delray Beach golf course.
Oh,
so,
wow.
I mean, I understand for this guy. Like, I would have beat somebody with a golf club, too, if their dog was in my shot. Right?
Yeah.
I'm just getting blank stares.
If it was Mochi.
I was going to say, I didn't see you do anything when I got attacked.
Where were you, Noah, when I was attacked? I think I have to give this one to Brian.
Yeah, I think Brian nailed it.
Because the man was trespassing, the man and his dog.
Right on the green.
Mm-hmm. All right, next question. Ben gets to go first. Florida man buys 7 billboards to blank.
Get back at his ex. I think he bought 7 billboards and they all have disparaging comments about his ex, Denise.
How could you, Denise?
Why, how could you?
All over the Fort Lauderdale area.
Exactly.
You stole mine because I was going to say something along the lines of divorce. okay. Can you read the headline to me again?
Florida man buys 7 billboards to blank.
7 billboards to blank. I'll take a more heartfelt approach. I'll say to propose to someone.
Aww.
Because who doesn't love?
Denise, will you
marry
me?
Please.
Please, question mark.
Ryan.
I need this.
I need
the
this.
The last person, please, I need this.
Please, I need this.
Brian takes the point again. The answer, Florida man buys 7 billboards to tell his wife he loves her.
Nailed it.
Aww.
That's not proposing.
It's not,
okay.
But
it's not breaking up either.
It's more heartfelt than yours was about
love.
Potentially a wife. But, yeah, I don't know. Brian was more in the spirit of,
love,
I'm trying to bring some joy
God.
Here.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm
these
a
are,
very optimistic person.
Yeah.
I don't know why you thought that was funny.
I'm going to stare at you. No, I thought it was funny because you said I'm a very optimistic person and then glared at me.
So shut up, Ben. Shut up, Ben. I'm winning this. Brian is up 2-0. Florida man arrested for breaking in and stealing blank from a restaurant. Brian is up first. What did he steal from his local restaurant?
Oh, I wasn't listening the first time because I thought we were going to start with Ben.
Oh. Florida man arrested for breaking in and stealing blank from a restaurant.
Ketchup.
Yeah. You know when you like cook up some fries in the oven late at night and you realize you're out of ketchup? The best thing to do is break in and go steal some ketchup.
Break into a Wendy's.
Yeah.
That's a good one. It's kind of along the same lines I was going to say, but I was going to say, like, the little crayons. You know, if you, like, go to a Johnny Carino's and you get the little crayons that you can color in and play tic-tac-toe and do whatnot. Or maybe they're at, like, a Dickie's Barbecue and, like, the whole table's paper and you can just draw.
The roll of paper,
yeah. I'm going to say art supplies. Broke into a restaurant and stole art supplies for his child who was about to start kindergarten the next day and
sweet.
He needed crayons, and he got him the 4-pack of Carino's crayons.
And two of them were red.
And two of them were red.
Two of them were the same color.
One was magenta.
The other one's broken in half.
There was two reds, a magenta, and a purple.
Well, Ben, I'm sorry, but I have to give it to Brian again.
Oh, no! How many questions are there?
There are 5 questions, but if you get it exactly right, you get 2 points. So you can still come back.
It's not art supplies is what I'm hearing.
Florida man arrested for breaking in and stealing cobbler from a restaurant. This man, like, he went through all the trouble to break into this restaurant. It says he snuck out some cobbler, lava cake, and vanilla ice cream, which sounds like a great night to me.
Yeah. Who doesn't love cobbler?
But since Brian's was food-related, I'm sorry, Ben. I think I have to...
eat a crayon.
I have done that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not the Johnny Carino's ones. The Carino's ones are very toxic.
Ben is really into Johnny Carino's.
Yeah. Are they even still around?
I'm trying to get the Johnny Carino sponsorship.
Yeah, we gave up on Chili's. We've moved on.
Oh, yeah.
I am sad. We were hoping to go to Chili's, the three of us, while we were here, but it didn't end up working out. So Chili's.
Why didn't we go tonight?
Because I wanted pizza.
Oh,
it was cheap. It was cheap night at the pizza place.
That's true.
Question 4, back to Ben. Ben, you got to get this exactly right.
I know.
Florida man surprised to see blank walk into his kitchen.
Elvis Presley.
This could be an old article. These are not necessarily recent.
No.
I think
like
these
an
are
Elvis
all fairly
Presley
recent,
impersonator.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's true. Okay. Those
Tupac?
Are around.
Michael Jackson. Some dead artist.
We need a lock in answer here.
His long lost twin. I'm gonna go with Elvis.
Elvis. Yeah, Elvis is big in Florida. I can see that. All right. Surprised to see Elvis walk into his kitchen. Brian, who walked into Florida man's kitchen?
See, I would say alligator, but you should expect that in Florida.
Yeah.
So
should always expect that, yeah.
Always expect the alligator.
Bigfoot.
Ooh. Ooh, like the real one or like a man in a costume?
No,
Elvis impersonator.
I think it's Sasquatch, if you know what Sasquatch is. Sasquatch. It's Sasquatch, but he plays the saxophone.
What? Oh, yes. I've seen him on YouTube. Yes.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So I think it's Sasquatch.
All right. Well, this is a true story. I mean, they all are, but this one was particularly funny. A Florida man surprised to see Tom Brady walk into his kitchen. Have you guys heard this story?
No.
No.
Tom Brady was...
Was he looking for avocado tequila?
He was looking for his coach, actually. His
Bruce
coach,
Arians.
He was showing up to his coach's house for breakfast, and he showed up at the next house over, because apparently they look similar.
Oh, I have heard about this.
So this guy was just sitting in his kitchen, enjoying his breakfast, and Tom Brady walked into his house with a duffel bag.
Ready
just
to kill him.
So. Yeah. I just think that would be quite the sight.
I do remember this. What threw me off was you said, I was for some reason thinking like restaurant when you said we were surprised to see blank walk into his kitchen. I was thinking like this was at a restaurant.
Okay.
I
yeah.
have heard this story. And what's interesting is that there was a lockout going on during this time. So the players and coaches weren't allowed to talk to each other.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Whoops.
So everyone was like, Tom.
Tom, why are you going?
You're not even supposed to go to your coach's house. But
Tom Brady's like the Illuminati of football. He's like behind everything that happens,
he
I'm
is.
Pretty sure.
Yeah.
Who gets the point?
I think Ben gets the point on that one.
Yeah.
At least he
purely
picked a human being.
I said a human being with good hair.
Yeah.
Sasquatch has beautiful hair.
Elvis and Tom Brady are very similar. They're both pretty old. They're both like way more popular than they ever should have been.
Tom Brady has never eaten a cheeseburger in his life.
Yeah, that's true. Very different diets.
Yeah.
You're right. Brian
gets
the
point. He eats a lot of Subway, as far as I can tell.
Yeah, it's just from the ads. There was a Subway ad, though, in it where he says, you don't even eat bread. And that's in the Subway ad.
Well, I'm going to give Ben the point, so that brings it up 3-1. Ben, if you get this next one exactly right.
It's tied.
It's tied up, and then we have to look up a sixth question. Back to Brian first. Florida treasure hunter says he was tricked by con man claiming to be blank. So this for a little more context, this treasure hunter, I don't fully understand like what he does, what that means to be a treasure hunter, but... This
you
man
what,
showed
wait,
up.
Yeah, wait, yeah. Which word are you getting hung up on? The treasure one or the hunt one?
What is your day to day? What does your 9-to-5 look like when you're a treasure hunter?
Hunting for treasure.
Okay.
It seems
my mistake.
Pretty short
my apologies.
I don't.
Is it because you're homeschooled?
Yeah. Because our treasures are stored up in heaven.
Where moth and rust cannot destroy.
But he hired this guy, apparently, and later found out that he was a con man who was not what he claimed to be. But Florida treasure hunter says he was tricked by con man claiming to be blank, Brian.
It's claiming to be...
Claiming to be Brian Stanley.
Yeah. Ronald McDonald.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Of the Ronald McDonald fortune.
Yes.
Which is hidden somewhere in the Appalachians.
Yes.
That's a great, like,
golden
call
marches.
For a treasure hunter. Just go find that McDonald's treasure. All right. Ronald McDonald, Brian says. Clearly trying to throw the game.
Yeah.
Ben.
I'm placing my bets.
My first thought was D.B. Cooper, so he could find D.B. Cooper's treasure. But then
Ooh.
You said he hired him, and he turned out to be a con artist. So I'm going to say it's someone who claimed to be D.B. Cooper's partner, as portrayed in the terrific movie Without a Paddle. And I can't remember what D.B. Cooper's partner's name is. But he's claiming to be D.B. Cooper's partner.
Claiming to be D.B. Cooper's partner.
Or Tom Brady.
Claiming to be Tom Brady. All the answers are Tom Brady this week.
Or claiming to be an alligator.
Florida treasure hunter says he was tricked by con man claiming to be a war hero scientist.
So he was trying to claim to be Brian Stanley.
Yeah.
A what scientist?
Brian, a war hero scientist.
A scientist of war heroes? He studies war heroology?
No, he was I wish I'd put more context in my notes here, but This guy, yeah, he claimed to be like a multimillionaire. He claimed to have his doctorate. He claimed to be a scientist. He claimed to be like a war hero. And turns out he was none of those things. Yeah, Florida. Okay, here's the article. Oh, I remember. It was behind a paywall, so I couldn't read very much of it.
There's like a little thing that you can put in the URL so you can get past the paywalls.
What? Are you going to teach me some web stuff?
I can. It's just like an extra like 6 characters or something that you put in front.
What?
You just do / free.
This guy,
it's so honestly not far from that.
This guy claimed to be a cryptocurrency millionaire, an adjunct professor at one of America's most prestigious universities. He was also an Army Ranger. They were gonna go dig up gold at a Spanish 300-year-old Spanish galleon wrecked on the ocean floor off the coast of Melbourne.
Huh. Melbourne, Australia?
Melbourne, Australia. Australia.
Australia, mate.
We need Stuffity back on here.
We do.
Our resident Australian friend.
Australia, mate.
Our token Australian
friend. Who gets the point?
Okay. I don't know who D.B. Cooper is, so
I was staying quiet because I didn't want to be the stupid one.
D.B. Cooper, in the 70s, D.B. Cooper...
That was before my time.
Well, yeah. It's still history. D.B. Cooper robbed a bank, got on a plane, he said he had a bomb and told the plane to land, and then plane landed, and then everyone got off the plane. He then stole the plane... Flew it and at some point parachuted out of the plane.
Oh, I do know.
The plane crashed, but he still had all of the money that he had robbed from the bank.
Yeah.
And he's never been found. Yeah. Nor has his body, nor has the money that he stole.
Whoa. Okay. Maybe he's Elon Musk.
Or Jeff Bezos.
Or Jeff Bezos.
Space Cowboy.
Space Jeff Bezos. Cowboy. I guess in that case, I have to give it to Ben. I feel like D.B. Cooper was kind of a war hero.
No, he wasn't.
No. I'll give him the point, but he didn't win this game.
More a con man. He was a con man.
He was a con man, yeah.
Yeah. So we'll give Ben the point just so he doesn't feel too bad about himself. But Brian Stanley, as he is known to do on the Noodles at Noon show, once again wins the day.
Can't wait to put that on my CV.
It's getting so long. He has a whole page.
Accolades.
Noodles at Noon accomplishments is like a dedicated page now on his CV.
I expect to be in the first round of induction in the Hall of Fame for the Noodles at Noon podcast.
You're in consideration right now. Okay. We didn't want to tell you that yet, but our last night here, we were going to let you know that.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah,
I'm honored.
The board is reviewing.
In recognition, I would like to read this paragraph from the news article that Brian just sent us, which reveals just how passive aggressive it is. It was the second time emergency crews responded to the popular hiking spot within 24 hours. A woman had to be driven down the trail about 7 a.m. Friday, but no special operations were needed for that incident.
Those people at least kind of had it together.
So for your incident, special operations were needed. It's not immediately clear why the man was off the main trail in the first place. Additional details were not available Saturday. I feel like there aren't, at least from what you've told us, there weren't any additional details.
That's pretty much it.
The guy broke his leg on the trail.
Yeah, the guy broke his leg and we got down and that was it.
Well,
the fire dude was like, everyone here? We're like, yeah. He was like, cool. Go on your good morning or whatever.
Everyone here? What? No, someone's not here. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
We lost someone on the hike.
Oh, wait.
Actually,
can you
go find them?
Go find that one.
Send him on a wild goose chase.
Well, Brian, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Congratulations on winning the game.
Thank you.
Noah, thank you so much for letting us crash in your basement. I mean, I'm not staying, but
yes, you
for
are.
Letting us record the podcast. Or I am staying.
You have no idea how long you're staying.
And thank you for putting together that game. And congratulations to all of you. And thank you all for listening. Because we're all winners here, except for me. Because I did lose the game.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I'm a winner.
I actually think
right.
There's only one winner. And I think it's me.
But I got to spend time with you, Brian.
Yeah, so we're the real winners.
And, oh, Brian's wearing his Noodles at Noon shirt, which is
the
first time I've ever seen one in person.
Yeah. It's so cool.
It's
I asked
nice
him if
soft.
I could touch
Everyone
it.
Has touched me so far.
I haven't touched you.
Yes, you did during dinner.
Oh, right. I did. were watching the Jurassic World trailer.
You were.
and I needed to touch Brian. But anyway, thank you all for listening. Bye.
Really, that's the note you want to end on?
Love it.